This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. And we are live in Flower Mound on Justin Road at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Welcome into the show, General, at your service. Salute to you. Hope you're having a great weekend already. Here's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive, LSU grad, proudly in his gold today in his khaki pants. He's got a bet payoff coming up.
Yeah.
He'll be getting in that cold plunge tub. Same with Eric Chiafalo, and he's here in his best Jim Harbaugh get-up. We're, you know, ready to entertain you for 5 hours. Back at the Pimp Cup, Lucius Alexander, L.A. Live coming up at 5:40. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. And Caitlin may be back there coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thethefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Either way, thank you so much for, again, making this part of your day. How are we doing, guys, on this Football Friday?
I wore as close to gold as I could. You know, the Harbaugh,
there you go.
The whole thing with, I know he's with the Chargers, but I kind of feel as he's a Michigan man.
You kind of got a little Charger thing going there, too, though.
I do, and that's why I tried to be. So, yeah, it's, I don't know, Eric, I put my hand in the water there. Bobby's here telling me that if I have high blood pressure, this could be a problem.
Another health risk for Broaddus.
This is amazing that every
time. You're undefeated against these health risks, dude. You're built different.
I look health risks in the eye every day and just say, not today.
Yes.
But today might be the day.
That's the confidence.
Yeah, that blood pressure is different. Yeah, it's 36 degrees.
Yeah, that water's 36 degrees. And
your blood pressure is already bad.
And I'm already like in a mode of trying to defeat you at the game.
Yeah.
And it could go very badly for me. So, hey, come get a flag. Come see Eric, come see me, come buy some products and have a lot of fun.
Maybe do some CPR, medical event.
If
what time is this?
Eric's doing his during Krusty's Corner.
Okay, 3:40.
So, yeah, 3:40. I'm going to ask some questions and a referee report.
Okay.
But, and then I'm going to, what you thinking, what you drinking, right?
Okay, 5:20, 5:30.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're a paramedic in the area, you might just kind of hover, come by and see us.
Yeah, you know.
Get a flag, buy some products.
And save a life.
Save a life, yeah.
What a store this is. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. And this 0% APR financing, nothing down. You know, that's unheard of in the hot tub industry. And right now you can get that for 48 months. They have huge factory rebates as well. They brought in trucks and trucks of hot tubs that they got the main manufacturers like Bullfrog and Wellness Spas and Bellagio Spas and Nordic Hot Tubs to throw in because the Battle of the Brands is live and everybody wants to win the Battle of the Brands. So they gave Southern Leisure Spas and Patio a bunch of hot tubs at a very significant discount. You can get that with nothing down and no percent APR there for 48 months, Brian.
Yeah, they stock this place up because they know these guys can move it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They, oh, yeah. They'll
so
move
we've
some
been here a lot,
you.
And they, yeah. there's a lot of these spas and stuff coming out of this building.
We have the 2024 G-Bag Whataburger flag waiting for you as well. Just join us here on Justin Road, and you can have one for free. Las Vegas has this right. Steelers are a 2.5-point favorite. You know, I don't think the Cowboys are going to put enough pressure on Justin Fields to make him a bad player in the passing game. He threw for 312 against the Colts. Why can't he do that against the Cowboys? He's only thrown one interception. It's about limiting mistakes and taking what the defense gives. And we know, especially with Micah and Tank out, the Cowboys will give you a lot. So, you know, I think Fields is on track for career best in almost every passing category. And we know Mike Tomlin knows how to build a winning game plan. So I'm expecting the Steelers to win, and I'm picking it 23-16, Chief.
Wow, okay. I had Steelers 23, Cowboys 20. And I was wondering, can they get to 20 on the Steelers defense right now that is keeping teams out of the end zone? They absolutely are. And I think one of the big things was that just a flash in the pan last week with some of the run defense stuff versus the Giants? Or can you actually start to feel like this run defense is starting to change course a little bit? I'm guessing that the Steelers will reignite the idea that your run defense is still a huge problem. And I know the metrics don't reflect well on the Steelers' run defense, but they've gone three of their four teams are in the top 10 in success rate in terms of how they stop the run defensively. They've gone up against some tough teams that stop the run. I think they'll be extremely committed to it versus this Cowboys team, and I think we've already seen what's happened with the running quarterback, and this will be an unleashed Justin Fields with his legs game, and so that's why I think the Steelers end up winning.
Volume runs that don't run very well.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're committed to
2024.
It.
Welcome to our guy Smith.
Arthur
Smith.
Hey, all those welcome, tight ends. Welcome, all those tight ends that always give the Cowboys 13, fits, man.
13 personnel, one of the lowest average per carries in 13 personnel in the league. These tight ends don't block. This offensive line starting a rookie center, rookie left guard. They're not going to be very good up front in this game. It's going to be a big game from Mozzie. It's going to be a big game from Osa. They're going to. You got disciplined guys that play on the edge. You know, Mike is a little bit of a attack or not attack, kind of indecision. I'm thinking Nealon. I'm thinking Golston. Those guys are going to play with some discipline. You don't get second-level blockers with this Steeler offensive line. Linebackers make a lot of plays against these guys. That's why their running game is so poor. Dallas's strength is their linebacking room. They're a little banged up at corner. You're probably not going to have Carson in this game. We'll see how it all plays. Nobody defends passes at the sticks better than the Dallas Cowboys. This is a run-to-the-sticks turn offense. Dallas gets it done in this one, 20-16.
Do you feel like Harris has been struggling, and maybe they're going to go to Patterson, who had some chunk
He's
plays when
up.
He got in there?
He hasn't practiced. Bad ankle there. They're a little limited what they're doing at the running back spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if he plays. Warren, Patterson, two good backs. They're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. They got a guy that they're playing that probably shouldn't be playing. You know, Cowboys playing a guy they probably shouldn't be playing at running back. This game is a lot more even than people. But you've got the better quarterback, by the way. Two games that they played, though, this year, they played against Bo Nix, you know, and they played against Anthony Richardson. Played against two really, really young quarterbacks.
That's a great point.
I mean, it's even. Vegas has it at 2.5. I just think Pittsburgh's at home, and they're a playoff team, and I don't think the Cowboys go on the road and beat playoff teams, Brian.
Yeah,
it's a difficult pick,
oh,
but I got to pick it one way or another.
I know you do, and I like what you guys.
I love your conviction right now. You got me feeling like the Cowboys, we're going to wake up. It's going to be a Victory Monday party up in here, and that's got me excited.
I just kind of feel like that, you know, that without Tank and without, you know, without Tank, without Micah, yeah. Where this team struggles, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they struggle in the middle of their offense. So find ways to attack the middle right there. Make them turn into a passing team in this game. Make Fields, he will make a mistake. Yeah, he could run. I think they've got guys that can play with discipline. I think that's going to be the key. Can you tackle well enough? I've watched plenty of these Steeler games where they don't get guys up on them linebackers. I watched the Chargers. I watched the Colts. I watched these teams just have their linebackers play well in the running game.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, volume run Arthur Smith. That's his MO. But, you know, they're not running the ball with any real success for all their volume runs.
Is this a game where you feel like you actually miss Tank more than Micah?
Yeah, with Micah, you could probably play him. Like you say, you could move him around. Their tackles don't struggle as much. The inside interior struggles. You could attack them that way. But, yeah, I the thing with Golston, I think Golston plays with, you know, with some awareness and where he has to be on the edge, plays with a little bit of power there. Not so always interested in getting up the field on the rush. You know, watch Nealon. Nealon, if Nealon gets started where all of a sudden it's like he gets a sack, gets another one, this thing can kind of get rolling for him in that way.
I love me some Nealon, man. Yeah, yeah. That dude's a stud.
Yeah.
It's the G-Bag Nation here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Every year in the nation for over a decade now, we've packed up G-Bag flags, taken them around the Metroplex, and handed them out to you just as our sign of appreciation for you guys listening. So thank you so much for listening. And we have the 2024 Whataburger G-Bag flags while they last here at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, where you can get an amazing deal on a new hot tub. It should be noted, Brian, last year the Steelers ran the ball horribly the first 8 weeks of the season. From that point on, they got much better at it and ended up finishing, I think, at 4.2 yards per attempt. But maybe it's different. You know, maybe it's different this year and, you know, there's no signs of life. But I think the Cowboys' run defense is so soft that, you know, bad teams that run the ball are going to have some success. Giants couldn't do it last week. Maybe the Cowboys can build on that.
I think the scheme is not allowing the Steelers to run very well.
And nice.
I think their players are not allowing to run very well either.
Oh, because, that's a double combo of disaster.
Patterson and Warner legitimate as far as running the
football. Okay, then answer this. Isn't it still a situation where Fields is talented enough that he could remedy all of that by just deciding to run 20 times?
Yeah, if they're second in the league in design runs,
yeah,
you know, behind the Ravens, sure they can. But if you play with discipline and they don't block your linebackers, how are you going to, you know, that's the deal that's going to be. The one thing the Saints did, they blocked your front. The Ravens blocked your front. This team struggles to block your front. And so, yeah, they could absolutely, sure, anybody could run the football, but you could run the football with success if you're able to block. And they're struggling right now. Like I say, rookie center struggling. They got a rookie guard he struggled. They put him in. He was a starter last week against the Colts. Got nowhere with him.
Yeah.
You know, see, I tell you, this is, yes, they could absolutely run the football. Sure. But if Dallas does their, I think the Dallas Cowboys' strength of their defense is actually their linebackers. Overshown, Kendricks, those guys. If they can run, if you want to sit there and let the quarterback have multiple runs in a game, you know, but tackle him for 2-3 yard gains every time he does it, make sure you get the hit on him, kind of push off him when you get up, you know, kind of wear him out a little bit, you know. I just think that Dallas is going to play better. What they did last week against the Giants, I think it gives me some hope that they could play with discipline and they could fill in for each other. When they played the scheme the right way, they could play better run defense.
Dang, they can play some defense though, the Steelers, can't they? I mean, they're sitting here at three and one.
Yeah, but they held. I mean, you look at last week. You could take T.J. Watt out of a game if you want. Look what the Colts did to him last week. Statistically, not a tackle in that game. You could do it with spacing. You could do it with chips. You could do it, you know. He is going to be on the outside, likely over. It's not, and then we'll see if they move him over Guyton. But Dallas can't let him wreck this game. When you look at the Steelers too, they're down some of their defenders. They're good inside, but the matchups that you have inside, say Cam Hayward plays really as the right defensive tackle for them. Right defensive tackle means he's matched up over Tyler Smith. I'll take that matchup all day. One of my best blockers on one of their best defensive tackles. I'll feel good about that.
The Steelers team beat the Falcons 18-10. The Falcons team that passed for 500 yards last night. They beat the Broncos 13-6, and they beat the Chargers 20-10. And then the Colts got loose against them pretty good there last week. So they come into this game sitting at 3-1. Our pregame Sunday at 4:00 with the kickoff at 7:15, Wolchuk in Pittsburgh. So does that mean you're doing pre and post?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I'll be handling double duty there. Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Steve Jones joining us in 1 hour, was asked last night on satellite radio about Davante Adams. Said, I don't think there's anything to that. We just signed our number one guy, CD, and he's the number one receiver.
receiver. When you have the challenges cap-wise that we have, that would be a long putt for us.
Yeah, I tend to agree with him on that one, actually.
Yeah, no big surprise there, but that's the confirmation. Maybe we'll talk with Stephen Jones about everything going on with the Cowboys coming up at 3 o'clock. Bobby Belt is here from the Sean and RJ show, and he'll probably jump on with us, talk some Cowboys and Steelers here before too long. But yeah, Atlanta and Tampa now both 3-2 on the year. Caudarrell Hodge, game-winning touchdown in overtime. There were six guys in the area, and he got like two half blocks, but somehow ran away from all of them for the game-winning score. Second touchdown of his seven-year career. 59 catches in his career. And his post-game was epic. He was just soaking it in. It was emotional. Next Gen Stats said it was the sixth most improbable touchdown catch of the season with a 0.03% chance of scoring, considering how many guys.
It was amazing how they got the game to overtime. I mean, it literally, that's okay. That's when you play home team clock operator right there and save your team the game. The clock operator at the Mercedes Stadium, Dome, whatever you want to call that place. Gave him an extra tick last night. That's what you got to do. Your home clock operator has to help you in those situations. Turn that thing off a little quicker. Don't let it run as fast. You know, kind of save your team some time that way. But they got that thing spiked with a second left, got the field goal, and then they got the win in overtime. Big time win.
I want to throw Zach Robinson, their OC, in the group of dudes that we would want to look at if Mike McCarthy and Brian Schottenheimer do, in fact, get moved on from. He spent the last 5 years with the Rams, the former Oklahoma State quarterback, has some pretty cool stuff going on. Kirk Cousins throws for a career high in yards and a Falcons record, by the way, a 42 of 58. It was a very entertaining Thursday game.
He broke Matt Ryan's record, and it was Matt Ryan night at the ball yard. So he was able to... He was able to take Matt Ryan's shine away from him just a little bit there.
That's like T.O. breaking Jerry Rice's record on his last game of the Niners.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly.
Just you know, doing too much.
I was at my old high school's football game last night, and I took my daughter. So we got home. By the time we got home, I hadn't gotten to see any of the game, and I'm putting them down, and I just open up the ESPN app to see like what's the deal with the game here, mm-hmm. and it says a minute and 52 seconds, Atlanta's down a field goal, and it's fourth and a bunch, and they're backed up in their own territory. I'm like, oh, okay, well then Tampa's won this game.
Right.
So I close it out. I wake up this morning, and I'm seeing Kirk Cousins doing some swag surfing there, or at least attempting to on the sidelines. I'm like, what in the heck just happened? It's crazy.
Thursday Night Football greatness occurred. High entertainment value.
Yeah, and you don't really get many of those, so I'm kicking myself that I missed it. You know, a lot of these Thursday games are Jags Titans and their slop fests, or Cowboys Giants.
Well, let's see if we can pick a winner. What do you say? Brian's 0-4. I'm 1-4. What are you? 1-3? Are you 1-3?
Yeah, I'm 1-3.
Unbelievable. Yep. Has Wolchuk made a pick here?
He picked Seattle, I believe, is what he said going out the door, right?
Okay.
He's got Seattle and the Giants.
Yeah,
right?
That's a great pick. And I already burned Seattle, so that sucks for me.
Our first broadcast remote of Flagtober 2024, Southern Leisure in Flower Mound, Justin Road. If you love Whataburger and the G-Bag Nation, this flag is an absolute must-have, and we shall see you soon. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30. G-Bag Survivor trying to pick a game's coming up next year in the Nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Their Battle of the Brands is going on. 48 months, 0% APR with zero down. I was talking with the guys here at Southern Leisure. They say usually you got to put about 25 hundo down, and you know you got 5 or 6% interest. Southern Leisure does it the best. Nothing down. 0% interest for 48 months. If you want a hot tub, you owe it to yourself to get to Southern Leisure here. And we're at the Flower Mound location on Justin Road with the all-new 2024 Whataburger G-Bag flag. You can get them while they last. Salute to all the Tolos who have come by already. Every year we do this as our way of showing appreciation for listening. Okay, so this is your free flag. Just come by and grab it. Okay, it's time for G-Bag Survivor. It's been an historically bad year for predictions. It's been a historic first month of the NFL season for upsets. And as a result, we got a lot of bet payoffs that are going on. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We pick a game every week. If we're wrong, we owe a bet payoff. And today, Chief and Broadus are going to spend an inordinate amount of time in a cold plunge tub.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shave my eyebrows for you coming up at 5:20. You can watch on the webcam. And mine are darker than Brian's, so you'll actually be able to tell they're missing.
Sure.
The soccer team was laughing at me last night. I'll probably get a reaction video from them. But, guys, I look at this slate of games, and I can no longer see good teams and average teams and bad teams. Things have turned over in the NFL. Now injuries to the Niners have robbed us of the confidence that they're an easy pick. And now you take Rice off the Chiefs. They only score 17 points right in their most recent outing. So I don't know. It does not look like there's any easy money on this slate once again. What do you have?
I do like where Walchuk finds himself as a guy who has not burned the Seahawks already. He can take them versus a Giants team that we know how much of a struggle bus it can be for them. And Malik Nabers with the concussion, he's not playing in this game.
Yeah.
That pretty much is their offense. They couldn't run the ball versus the Cowboys.
Right.
They're not going to be able to run the ball versus anybody if that's the case. So I think the Seahawks is a great play there, but I've already used them. So
week one.
Super bummed. Yeah, week one. That really sucks. So I don't know. I'm kind of like workshopping this. Bobby was telling me off the air I should go with the Dolphins over the Patriots, or I should go with the Commanders over the Browns.
Oof.
And I guess
that's dangerous.
It's just, yeah, everybody's flying high on the Commanders right now. All of a sudden, the calendar switches from September to October. Cliff Kingsbury, not quite the same 10 out of 10. You know what I'm saying? So there's concern there. And if it wasn't for a callback, bad call on a huge Amari Cooper touchdown pass last week, yeah, the Browns should have beat the Raiders.
I wouldn't have a cold plunge then.
You wouldn't have a cold plunge, and that would suck, honestly. So I'm glad that happened. But, man, also, even like the Vikings over the Jets?
In London.
The London is what scares you there?
I'm just saying they're playing in London if you want to dance that dance.
They are playing in London.
That throws in a potential X factor in the whole deal. You don't know how they're going to react. And
right.
Minnesota just doesn't have credibility with me yet. Like, the good teams are fresh. They're new. They might just be hot. Sam Darnold might have just played the best month of football. That's a lot more likely than Sam Darnold turned into an MVP-caliber quarterback. He's just hot, okay? And that clock is going to strike midnight, Brian. That team's going to lose 5 or 6 games. You want to take them against a Jets team that's embarrassed and shamed by what they put on the football field last time? Hell no, you don't.
Mm.
You do not.
You're just mad because you picked the Jets last week.
Damn right I'm mad. I'm ticked off about this. I need a mental health break from G-Bag Survivor.
Yeah, you know? I remember when watching football used to be fun.
Give me the Commanders. I don't care what you got. Everybody's trying to make sense of this thing.
Yeah. There's no sense to make. Could you imagine being addicted to NFL gambling right now?
The Commanders' defense is last in every metric you can ever imagine. Their offense is first or second in every metric you can imagine. This, to me, the Browns let me down last week. I think the Commanders are on a roll. I really do. I think they're playing great.
You're probably right.
Their quarterback's been playing great. They run the
football. What's Vegas say? 2 points?
I don't think it's enough. Give me the Commanders. I don't need any more.
They say Washington's barely better than Cleveland.
No. Three and a half points.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a half point
who
better
you got,
when you
Chief?
Take out the home. I don't know. I was thinking about the Commanders, but you're on an 0-for streak, and you just took them. So why would I tail you right now?
Well,
I can't tail you.
That's not the wake you want.
You tailed Dawson last week with the Jets.
It's a wake in that river in France where the Olympics were.
Yeah, it's a Pooh River.
Pooh River swim. I'm just telling you, man.
I'll go see Seattle, though.
Okay, so you have Burns Seattle.
Follow,
okay,
I was follow Wolchuk.
All right.
See, now that's a guy you might want to tail right now.
That's a guy who's.
That's a 1-0 in the last
success.
Week.
Only had 2 bad payoffs.
Yeah, he's a 500 football team. He might as well be
place.
Undefeated. Son of a gun.
It's like the NFC East right now.
Yeah.
I hate this. I actually came in here a little bit blind. I should have been more prepared. That's on me. Will Chambers just texted me and said, bet on coaches. He says, bet on coaches.
How about Harbaugh?
So, yeah, do I bet on Jim? Yeah, who's Jim got this week? Who's old Jimmy?
Jim might be off.
We already got bye weeks going?
Yeah.
Look at that. The Lions, Titans, Eagles, and Chargers all off this week.
Yeah.
That's a way too early bye. I would hate that. All right, give me the Vikings.
Wake up early.
Yeah, dude, that's going to hurt for breakfast on Sunday morning, inevitably.
All right.
They've been booked once again.
Eric's got the Vikings. Dawson's got the Seahawks.
That's right.
Zach's got the Seahawks. I've got the Commanders.
There he
I'm
is.
I'm looking for 0-5 right now.
Yeah, you are, man.
Wow.
Adding to your
that
own history.
Would be hilarious.
A new PR.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your GM.
Yeah, microphone check. Can you hear me? Do I sound good?
Yeah, yes, great, man.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Okay, pull the curtain back. Dawson, did I send you a run sheet?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. A lot going on. I don't know which one of these emails I sent. All right, I'll send it to you in a minute, bro. I'm sorry about that.
All good.
But you did get the bottom of the hour sponsor. Look at you.
Nice.
Look at you.
Figured.
Yeah,
figured. Have it.
All right, our winner right here is Zach Wolchuk. He is not in our presence, but he is always in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He got into his feelings, speaking of hearts, the other day via the fan text. And he got into his cowboy feels, and just it all came out at once. Pause.
And the 817, when did Sports Talk Radio just become let's tear our team a new one? When the hell are y'all going to say anything positive? I'll say something positive when they don't just crap down their leg and break your damn hearts every year.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of being positive after a win against the Giants that should have been a loss if the Giants had a quarterback, because their team's not that damn good.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it all last year. And then what happened against Green Bay? You got completely crapped on. So I'm sorry if it's not going to be rainbows and sunshine all the time. This team deserves it.
Yeah.
They deserve it. They deserve you to be critical. Stop kissing their ass for everything they do. Yep. They haven't won anything in 30 years. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the Cleveland Browns. They were once a proud franchise. They're not anymore. Mm-hmm. They deserve all the smoke.
They do. And by the way, we'll finish this Cowboys Twitter. That was a great rant from Wolchuk once again, by the way, on this very frustrating subject.
It's annoying.
He said, wow. Break your darn horts. Break your horts. Hey, is somebody getting faded? What was that? Is Walter Barber out there?
I got my Phillips Norco one blade there, and I was just firing it up there.
Okay.
I'm going to take off both my eyebrows. I want to give it a little bit of a trim. You know,
man, you but use your emotions, your eyebrows a lot in your face when you talk.
Yeah.
So it's going to just meat chunks just going to be moving around on your side.
Yeah, it's just going to be looking weird, bro.
Yeah, I'll be an expressionless man.
I can't figure him out.
You're playing poker now. Yeah.
It would be great if you end up losing, and I don't want this to happen to you sincerely, if the Seahawks lose next week, but maybe you end up dying the beard, the Daboll dying beard, so then you're the coach on the sidelines coaching your soccer girls with no eyebrows and the jet black beard. I would have done that this week, too, but I trimmed it up too much. I didn't think it would have the same effect.
That billionaire Balzerian beard type of vibes?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Eminem at the music. Cartoonishly perfect.
Yeah. I wanted magic marker black, please. All right, let's see here what we got. Pete Alonso, New York Mets. They are in. They clinched. Clinching a home run right here for the series. And man, listen to this Spanish call right here. You'll hear it.
Se prepara, viene el lanzamiento. Patazo grande, elevado por la parte derecha. La bola va atrás, llega atrás. Lleva color, lleva sabor. ¡Hasta la vista, baby!
Yeah.
¡Se ha puesto el partido! ¡Los Mex están arriba! ¡Rebelión de última hora! ¡De los New York Mex!
¡New York Mex! Oh.
That's fantastic right there, bro.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Way better than Michael Kay. Great goal.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah, that's fire right
Kinda
there.
Kind of sounded Italian.
Yeah, he put a little all types of sauce on it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Let's see here what we got. Oh, Chief, this one's for you, brother. This is for you, my man. We got a high school volleyball player.
Oh.
She decided to sing the national anthem before the game.
Yeah.
So maybe she's like in the choir too, and I play volleyball. You know, I got all the letters on my jacket. The letters on my jacket.
I'm so busy. Ha ha ha.
And she's also got a curse word on her jacket.
Oh.
No. She rushed that last part and got on out of there.
Yeah.
Listen to the crowd. Uh-oh. Listen to the crowd, though. Hold on before you say anything. Listen to that crowd grab their pearls.
Yeah.
And home of the brave. Bye.
Bye. See y'all never again.
That's when the Hawktua girl is the star of your volleyball team.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, so this is her. She's upset at herself because she doesn't feel like she hit the note, and then she dropped the F-bomb on it. Okay,
she dropped it. Frustrated.
So we were explaining to my 3-year-old about the word and how you can't use it, even though you maybe heard mom say it a couple of times.
After the car wreck?
So this morning, we're at the park, and she stumbles and falls down and says, "What the?"
Hey.
And looks at me and goes, "F word?"
Look at her learning.
Yep.
Learning.
Yep.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we're thinking about getting her tested for Mensa after that one. She just turned 3, bro. She just turned 3. She's ahead of her time.
Yeah. Hey, you got to watch for the signs, dog. You got to watch for the signs.
Yeah.
Be a good parent. All right, let's go to the Cartnarks right here.
Oh, here we go.
It's been a while since I played a Cartnark video. We have a couple outside of a Costco that left their cart in the disabled walkway.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But she says, I'm disabled so I can do that. But still, it's in the way.
Good. Well, less good now.
What's that?
I'm less good now that part of the disability walkway is blocked.
Well, if they would have carts for the disabled people around here, we wouldn't have that problem, would we?
Oh, they do. There's all kinds. But anyway, the cart returns.
Where?
Inside.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a magnet for you, sir.
Hard,
now, sir, why'd you throw that at me? Because you left your cart out blocking the walkway for the disabled?
Stop your
Well, man, that's what I asked you guys to do, but much more nicely.
Stop.
That's what I asked for you guys to do.
I'm going
to
call the police on you.
For what?
For touching my car.
And is that against the law?
It's against the law for what you're doing. Now, leave me alone. I'm a disabled person.
But how about your husband, though?
I don't care. Leave me alone, you dick.
What law was broken?
My car.
Why were you doing that, such a thing? Ma'am, person.
Shut your mouth.
Why can't we have a conversation?
Just shut your mouth.
Because you don't want to, because you know if we have a conversation, you'll lose. That's why.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. You need to shut your mouth. What's your deal, pal?
Because you know if we have a conversation, you'll lose. That's why.
He's good. That's it for me, man.
Right on, buddy.
Thanks,
I love that cart knock. Is it Woolchuck's Cowboys passion? Is it Pete Alonso getting it done in Spanish, Hasta La Vista, baby? Is it the high school volleyball player singing the anthem before the game? Or the cart knock at Costco harassing some people? Sound like, you know, that if you were disabled, how are you supposed to take your cart back?
Yeah.
You know?
And she got out the cart like to kind of fight him. She was chasing him around a little bit, but with a limp. So she looked like a pirate chasing a dude for the booty.
I love it.
That's quality entertainment,
yeah, wow,
man.
I'm going to have to look that one up on his IG.
Yeah, so
I'm voting cart knock, Brian. How about you?
Yeah, I'll go cart knock as well.
I'm going to go with the Spanish call.
Yeah, me too.
We're tied at two. Jump on to at GBag Nation. That's our X account. And you can follow us all when you get there. All of our handles are in the bio. We'll create an Insta poll, and you'll be able to vote and cast the deciding vote because we got a tie. Whenever we have a tie, we do that. We're live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Come get your 2024 Whataburger G-Bag flag. Get 0% APR and nothing down on a brand new hot tub. They have screaming deals on them with this Battle of the Brands thing going on. Chief, what else we got going on next?
All right, biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
Hasta la vista, baby!
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.